Good morning, friends, neighbors, and fellow audiophiles. I hope you're all having a terrific Thursday the 18th. My goodness, Christmas is fast approaching, isn't it? It feels like a steam train roaring its way into a station, and we're all gonna get smacked and bowled over by it if we don't jump out of the way. Anyhow, almost every morning without fail, I listen to a radio station called News Talk 1010 from Toronto, which is not that far from where I live. As the name of the station more than implies, it's a talk radio station, so there are a lot of shows about politics and current affairs and news. There are call-in sessions and roundtable discussions with journalists and pundits of all sorts. I like a lot of the shows on there, actually, but the show that I like the best is More in the Morning, which is the standard morning show from 5:30 till 9. I find it helps me get my day started, and whenever I want to know what's going on in the world, it never fails to tell me. It also brings a smile to my face. The guy that hosts it, John Moore, is an excellent journalist, but he's also a very talented voice actor, so he's funny as hell. Every morning at 5:47, he has an interchange with Andrew Carter, who's a talk show host from Montreal. Generally, they exchange commentary on politics and world affairs, and they tell amusing stories and engage in some rather clever and witty repartee. Yesterday, when I turned on the radio, what I heard was absolutely hilarious. Oh my gosh, it was one of their best exchanges ever. And it was so funny that I just had to share it with you guys, because I'm hoping that it'll bring a smile to your faces as it did to mine.
That guy who was looking for a girl named Elizabeth Gallagher because his girlfriend broke up with him, right?
Yeah. He's found one.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so he was booked to travel the world. I mean, this is an amazing trip. For Pete's sake, let me see, where they're going. They're going to Milan, Prague, Vienna, Paris, Bangkok, Thailand, New Delhi, Agra. And yeah, he had a girlfriend named Elizabeth Gallagher. She dumped him, so he said, well, I can't change the tickets. Which seems, I mean, really, is it that hard? Can't change the tickets, so I need a girl named Elizabeth Gallagher. And then he held a contest. And the girl who won is, she volunteers at a homeless shelter. She's in the Canadian Coast Guard. She's a rescuer. She's just perfect. And they've been Skyping back and forth, and she's going, but there will be no romance. They'll have separate hotel rooms, and she's got a boyfriend.
Oh.
Andrew, I'm telling you, by the end of this, they will be engaged.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Haven't you? No, wait a second.
I've seen this in a movie or something.
Yes,
right?
But you know what? If it were a movie, what has to happen is he has to not notice how amazing she is, and then at one point notice, but it's too late, and then run through an airport. How could I have missed... You, I have always... There'll have to be some travel metaphor, you know?
Right, yeah.
You are my world airline pass.
Oh, my God. That's
and then they'll
so
kiss,
romantic.
And everyone will applaud.
Oh, everybody in the airport will stand up. All the strangers will stand up and applaud.
Yeah, and cry, and then it'll be on a big screen.
Oh, that's so cool, yeah. I like that movie.
Elizabeth Gallagher from Warner Brother Pictures. When halfway around the world is what love... finds. This movie is not yet rated.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful.
Be
I'm
going to
go see that movie.
When Traveling Coach brings you first-class love.
I was going to go see The Interview, but I don't want to get killed, so I'll go see that movie instead.
I shouldn't laugh, but isn't that incredible? I mean, honestly, The Interview, which is probably a crappy movie, I have a feeling like people, I'm buying 5 tickets, the terrorists are not going to win. But yeah, this terrorist group that hacked into Sony is now saying that they're going to attack people if they go and see the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I somehow doubt they're going to do that, but it's certainly enough to scare people into not showing the movie.
Yeah.
And they canceled the premiere in New York.
I'm just amazed that a bunch of guys on Commodore 64s in North Korea have been able to cause this much trouble.
What's this Jean-Luc Picard?
Oh, it's just for fun. I don't even have to tell you. Let's just listen. Okay. A little season's greetings from Captain Picard. Here we go.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. and sense we've no place to go. Make it so. Make it so. Make it so. Now, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some tea, Earl Grey, hot. The lights turned way down below. Make it so. Make it so. Make it so.
All right, there you go.
I love him.
Yeah.
I like his version of Scrooge, too.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he does all the characters, right?
No.
No?
Oh, but the radio version, yeah.
Oh, he does the stage
but
show.
He's in a movie.
Okay.
He's in one of the versions of Scrooge.
And he'd be good at anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
should play Bond.
Maybe he should play the love. He can play the kindly old gentleman who gets the couple together in your movie.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
And he'd just stand there knowingly.
Yeah, just not really saying things, but quietly. And you don't know. He could be Santa Claus. He could be magic.
We've got to come
up. He could be God. You don't know that.
We've got to come up with a name for this movie. How about Boarding Call or Ticket to Love? That's it. Ticket to Love. Ticket to Love. Starring James Franco.
They started out as strangers, and they ended up as lovers. And other strangers.
I call this movie First Class. Jose Persico says, I smell Oscar.
Hey, John, have a good day.
You too.
Okay.
And that, ladies and gents, is just a little taste of what I get to hear in the mornings. I thought that was so great that I had to find the podcast and cue it up for you folks. So... hope somebody enjoyed that as much as I did.